One announcement regarding this Thursday night, I'm not going to be in. Aside from being night sitter week, I've discovered, you know, a whole host of other obligations too. So I'd like to see my family this week. But God willing, maybe one day later in the semester. Mishmar sounds like a nice idea, just not this week. I will be here, God willing, tomorrow night and giving the Sichas Musar. You are obviously not expected to attend, although usually I'm pretty entertaining. Or I should not entertain you. Usually when I give a Sichas Musar, I have something to say. I'm not telling you. It is not. I am not going to give the same that same Sichas Musar twice. You can read that Sichas Musar. Okay.
Where is that?
It was published in the Commentator and republished in the Commentator. If you take freshman
and
comp here,
and
some freshman comp sections, you'll read it also. I don't need to get up into that again.
I'm done with my comps.
Okay. So anyway, that's number one. Number two, I will send out a formal email, but as scary to think that Purim is coming in less than a month. So, once again, I will repeat the invitation. You are all invited to join us at our home for a Megillah reading, followed by a breaking of the fast, given the need to procure food to feed hungry young men who haven't been eating for the entire day. So I would very much appreciate if you would let me know if you are coming or not, if you have a spouse, if you have children. I'm sure Moshe, you're not going to bring them. But spouses, fiancés, significant others, if you're willing to expose them to the guys you hang out around with, are all welcome to come. I just need a head count, okay?
People that you find en route.
People that you encounter en route should not be invited.
So almost got away without that. We almost got away.
You're going to have to leave this year in order to live that one down, okay? In fact, probably for the next 10 years, somebody will still be making that announcement, okay?
It's going to be pretty funny. After I'm gone and these guys are all gone.
Nobody's going to even know
they're
why.
They're not going to know why, but they're going to be making
right.
that announcement.
Okay, fine. So anyway,
you
I would ver-
no soap radio.
So I would very much appreciate if people could tell me... I would very much appreciate if people could send me an email saying, yes, I and the X number of people are coming, or I am not coming. Okay? The sooner the better, but obviously you can take a couple weeks to decide. I would appreciate letting me know. I will, God willing, send out an email anyway. Okay? I don't know what RSVP technically demands, but I prefer yes and no answers.
Okay. Respondez, s'il vous plaît. Just answer. It means both ways.
I wasn't asking what the French were.
I'm saying it means it implies both yes and no.
I sent out a set of questions for those who use the advanced BlackBerry technology, probably already got them. I sent them out 20 minutes ago. These questions are for today and tomorrow. Had I got my act together, I actually would have sent them out earlier this morning, so you would have had them. When I'm really in a proactive mode, I will get you questions before we have Shir, so that during Seder you actually have something to think about some of the questions I'm going to ask you during Shir. No, I've just finally caught up, because in a perfect world, you'll get all the questions before Shir. But I don't live in a perfect world, so anyway. Okay, so we were up to the drush of Reish Lakish. Ben, can you start the thing, or you did it already?
Yeah.
Okay. The last thing we spoke about was Tosfos. Tosfos was bothered by a question about La'omra Torah Shlach L'Takala. Why does the Gemara in Kiddushin require a pasuk and then a svara to interpret that, and our Gemara seems to know it only means svara. So I wasn't looking carefully. I happened to be looked up the Sugya in Kiddushin, and I happened to notice there that Rashi already answered the question. Now, I don't know if Rashi was bothered by the stira between the two sugyos, or Rashi just thought that thought that it was an issue internally within the Sugya in Kiddushin. Does anyone know what Rashi in Kiddushin said? And if you didn't know, because here I really dropped the ball, and I have no excuse, because there's a little note in the Maseiras HaShas about what Rashi says there, and you can actually figure out everything Rashi's saying from the very short note. Rashi in Kiddushin, so if you have the Oz V'Hadar, it's not as obvious because you have to follow every letter, and that makes it actually a little harder. There are advantages and disadvantages. They put in so many things, there's more information in Gemara, but because they put in so many things, some of them are trivial. Like if you have a letter changing the spelling in a Girsa, which has no impact on meaning, eventually you get tired of looking at the side. Here, however, there's an important note of the Maseiras HaShas, and I noticed that Rashi in Kiddushin says that once the Gemara there had the Kasha about the Tzipore Metzora, and how to know, I think, which pasuk goes on which one. So there's a whole discussion there whether Balei Chaim are ever Osir Minat Torah, which of course you know that Balei Chaim sometimes are Osir, like the Gemara says Rovan, Nirban, Esnan, and so on. But the Gemara has three approaches there, and the third one is Rava's La'amar Torah Shlach L'Takala. So Rashi writes, once you get to Rava's Teretz, this, the Pesuk in there, or at least the Pasuk that teaches you the Heter, is only an Asmachta. You don't need it, you have a Svara. So I don't know that whether Rashi's consideration was he wanted to reconcile these two sugyos, which given the general nature of Rashi's Perish al-Gemara, I tend to highly doubt, or whether it was simply an internal consideration within Kiddushin that made Rashi decide that Kralam Ali Svara, he just thought it was obvious once you have Rava's Svara so compelling, you don't even need a Pasuk to tell you that the Mishulachas is Muteres. Regarding the question that came up at the end of Shir yesterday, about what's the issue if we say that Minat Torah it's Batel Barov? So I threw out at the end of Shir the possibility, even though I didn't think it should be taken seriously, that it's a raya, in effect, that Eimavatlan Isra L'chatchila Minat Torah. I threw it out only sort of half-heartedly, but in fact the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Me'ilah in Perek Zayin says exactly this. There's a Tosos. I asked Reshechter about this. He pointed me in this direction. There's a Tosos in Tukfot, in the Sugi of Tukfot Kohen in the first Perek in Bamitzia, where Tosos on Kavatz Echan Amenuim Latocho. The din is that if you're having the you're dreaming about sheep going through the opening of the corral, and you knock it, and every tenth one you mark with the sikra, and then one of those sheep decides to pull a fast one and runs back into the corral, well, you can't continue to separate Maser anymore because you can't count from those that are Peturin. And therefore, basically, you don't separate from the rest whatever was left in there. So Tosus asked a question, Ab Minat Torah, but it should be Batel. So Tosus says, and you can't tell me that Balei Chaim Lo Betile or Davar Shebeminyan, he said, may say both because that's only the Rabbanan. And he says, you can't tell me Beria because it's not a Beria. Why is it not a Beria? No. The guys at the Yeridesh should know this because Tosfos, elsewhere, the Maritz Chayis, I didn't read it carefully, but in the comments in the back, it sounds like somebody discovered America. I thought it was obvious, but only because we've learned it this year. Tosfos says that when the animal's alive, it's not considered a Beria because it's not Osir Mitchilas Beriaso. Not yet. That's why an entire behemoth, when the behemoth is dead, if you have an entire nevela, Tosfos says it's not a beria. Why? It's not aser mitchilas beriaso. It has to be something that's aser from the moment in the moment of its inception. So anyway, so Tosfos, by the way, is mashma a little bit, but I don't think it's really mashma. It's mashma Tosfos a little bit that the din of beria lo betela is doraisa, which I don't think is what Tosfos means to say. Tosfos is just pointing out it doesn't. Tosfos could have said Beria lo betela is only drabanan, but he never even got that far. So the Maritz Chayis there points you to the Mishnah Lamelech in the last parak of Hilchos Me'ilah, where Derech Agav discussing a different but related question about Maos of Hekdesh being betelos. So the Mishnah Lamelech, you know, cited our Gemara and said, and just explain that the reason why the Gemara could say in the Omer Torah Shlach LeTakala is because to be Mavato B'Yodayim, the Torah would never tell us to do. But still, it's striking because we always assume that until now, except for the Shita of the Ravid, that Ein Mavatlan Isser L'Chatchila is only Din the Rabbanan. So here it sounds like that is the Teretz that he effectively gives, that the reason why you're not allowed to send that bird away if it were really usher is because Mevatlan Isser B'Yadayim, Mevatlan Isser L'Chatchila. Okay. Anyway, so that's the end of yesterday's piece. Fine. So now we move on to the continuing Yalfusas, and I'm very happy to report to you on the basis of one of the questions that I gave you that I finally understand. We figured out why the drasha of Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael is the well-known one. I told you because Rashi quotes it in his Perush on Chumash. I finally figured out why Rashi quotes it in his Perush on Chumash and why he doesn't quote any of the other drashas. But you didn't see the questions yet, so you don't know where to go looking for this, so we'll encounter it probably at some point in the course of this sugya. So let's start on the bottom. You sort of have to see everything we've said in the last almost blot, three quarters, as being a digression. The last thing we really read was where Rashi said, Minayin lebasar b'chalav shasar b'achila, shenemar lo sochal kol toeva. How do you know hana mid Rabbi Abahu? So now we have another opinion. Okay, there are other Moraim, and what does Reish Lakish say? Who would like to read? Jason, go ahead.
Amar Reish Lakish, minayin the basar b'chalav shasur, Talmud amar, al tafu minayinahu b'ashem u'bushal.
So the pasuk by Karban Pesach says, "Al tochlu mimenu na uvashel mivushal." I won't spend more than 60 seconds on it, but if you can tell me what grammatical form "bashel" is, I would be deeply appreciative to you. I know many of you think, "Nice try," but no cigar. Uvashel, kamatz zere, no dagesh in the shin. I would have expected uvashel mevushal b'mayim or uvushal mevushal b'mayim. You can have either. It looks like it's, you know, shamoa tishma, but it's not. So it's it looks like some type of adjective or something. Normally you expect an infinitive there. I don't know. But it's not. Bashel would have been the infinitive. With a patach and a dagesh in the shin, you would expect it a pl. What's that? It's a state of form, but that the word to cook, as best as I can tell, in biblical Hebrew, is always in the binyan pl. That's what's strange about it, right? So if it were kal infinitive, for some bizarre reason, it would be uvashol, but you don't expect that. If it were pl infinitive, you expect it would be uvashel. Instead, it's not. What's that? No, eis asher tevashelu bashelu. Those are both pls, straight pls. The only case I know where it's not in the kal, but it means a different something else, is hivshilu eshkolasa anavim. That means to ripen. It's obviously related, but it's not. But it's also, I guess it's intransitive. Well, it's not. It's not intransitive technically. But anyway, so I don't know what to do with that. But bottom line is, it doesn't. But bottom line is, bashel mavushal is an extra word. Even though it's not vocalized the way we'd have liked it vocalized, it's an extra word which makes it ripe for a drasha. Okay, so now.
Pun intended.
Only halfway through the word. So now, what is he? So obviously the Yitro Lashon, and by the way, do we darshan the double Lashonus or not? So you know that the Gemara in a number of places says that this is a machlokus of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, whether the Dibra Torah Kalashon and Adam or not. It's actually not a machlokus Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. It's the interpretation of the Gemara of many, many different cases where they break this down to Dibra Torah Kalashon and Adam or not. And if you want to realize this is one of those classic examples of where the Hesber, the Gemara, is not accepted by the Rambam, is that the Rambam sometimes, the Gemara suggests, the Gemara implies that you always hold Dibra Torah Kalashon and Adam or not. The Rambam usually paskins like the double drasha, not Dibra Torah Kalashon and Adam, but there are a couple of cases where he paskins Dibra Torah Kalashon and Adam and doesn't darshan the double lashon. If you want to see one of them, and you can use that as the Ma'ir Makom in the sixth parak in Ksubos, the question of whether or not you give tzedakah to a wealthy person who will not provide for himself and then take it out of the estate after he dies, whether you do that or whether you just ignore him is a machlokes based upon ha'avet ta'avitenu. And if you don't darshan the double lashon, then you ignore the old rich miser. If you darshan the double lashon, then you provide for now and you take it out of the estate later. And the Rambam paskins, you ignore him. That's how we paskin. So that's inconsistent with his usual method. Fine. So here the Gemara Reish Lakish says, we're going to darshan double.
But normally the Rambam paskins.
Normally he follows the shita in darshaning the infinitive plus finite verb as you darshan an extra thing. You say, you don't say Dibra Torah Kalashon Adam. You opt for the omni-significant approach. Fine. So what does Reish Lakish learn from this? She'ein Talmud Lomar.
She'ein Talmud Lomar Mivushal. Ma Talmud Lomar Mivushal. Lomar Lecha, Yesh Lecha Bishul Acher. Bishul Acher, Shu Kazeh. Ve'ize, Zeh Basar B'Chalav.
Right, it probably should be a third. Ve'ize Zeh, Zeh Basar B'Chalav. So what is it? What is that? So there's another Bishul, which is usher like this one, to eat. Al Tochlu Mimenu. Now remember, there's no... Is there an Isser? I think we spoke about this briefly. Is there an Isser of cooking the Karban Pesach in these things?
That's Machlokas.
No, it's not.
Yesh Tikkun Achar
Bishul? No. There's no Isser there's no iser specifically of cooking the Korban Pesach.
If you do, you can't eat it.
If you do, well, it's more than that. So you're being mafsid kachim, but that would be no different if you cook it in something that renders it inedible, or if you metame it besheret, or if you throw it outside of the walls of Yerushalayim. In other words, there's a generic issue of a mitzvah saseh to eat kachim, specifically Korban Pesach, you mevatel that mitzvah saseh. I don't know if there's a specific lavana, but it's not per se about cooking it. You wouldn't get malchus for cooking the Korban Pesach in a mashke. But there's an iser of eating it. But Basar B'chal, we only know you do not get malchus for cooking it. You do not get malchus for cooking Korban Pesach in a mashke. You get malchus for eating it if you'd cooked it in a mashke. But so the Gemara says Yesh Bishal Achar Shikazeh. So that would be Basar B'chal, right? That's a logical candidate because we know Basar B'chal is Asar B'bishal. Therefore, we'll say that that's Asar B'achilas. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan. No, you can't pronounce it that way. Normally I won't correct pronunciation, but you know, that sounds like Yeshiva Bachar, the Chorab, who lost the Lamed, okay? Or like light. What is the pronunciation? Ke'ura, it's a passive part, you know, Ka'ur, Michu'ar, right? Ke'ura, what does that mean, Ke'ura?
Dark.
Ugly, right? Is it ugly, that which Rebbe taught? You don't like Rebbe's drasha? It's not good enough for you? Low. So bebasa bechalav akasim medaber lo tochalena. Where is that pasuk? Re'ei. In what context is that pasuk? Sharp psula hamukdashim. Okay, that's really not. That's how Chazal understand the parsha. The Torah says in Parshas Re'ei. It says a lot of things in Parshas Re'ei, and it seems to repeat itself. The Torah says. That's Basar Taiva. Then the Torah continues. Ach kasher yochelas hatzvi v'shayol kein tochlenu hatamei v'hatar yachdav yochlenu. Now it tells us. And now it's going to repeat. You eat it. A tar of a tummy can eat it. Rach hazak levotiyachol adam ki adam u'anafesh v'lo sechal nafesh en bavasar. Lo tochalenu ala oretz tishpechenu kamayim. Lo tochalenu l'man yitav l'chol v'necha acharecha ki yaseh yasher b'nei Hashem. So then rach kodashecha, then once again it goes back to kachim and bringing them. So Chazal understood that part of this parsha is dealing with basar taiva, and part of the repetition is dealing with what we call sharp psula hamukdashim. What is sharp psula hamukdashim? Very, very important distinction to be made here. If I have an animal that's a balmum, and I makdash it, and I redeem it, what restrictions do I have on that animal? Does anybody agree with that statement? Who disagrees with him? You didn't listen carefully to what I said. I'll repeat it. If you makdash an animal that has a mum, and then you redeem it, what's the din? The answer, it's chulin gemurin. If you makdash an animal that has no mum, and then it gets a mum when it's hekdesh, it means it got a full kedushas aguf lamizbeach, and now you're podet, then it has the restrictions of giza, avoda, chalav, and lola klavecha. So, Chazal understand that part of this parsha is dealing with sharp sulei hamukdashim. Yes, Emmanuel?
Just going back for a second to the sluggish. Is he just wondering about where the Isser Achila is from?
Yes.
He knows where the Isser official is from.
Yes, because that would be hard to miss.
Right, so that's different than. So that's what.
That's different than Ravashi.
Right.
Okay. So one of these lo tochlenos with basar b'chalav akasa medaber. So now the medrash halacha continues. Oh. Maybe it's something it refers to something else. What's the classic example of davar halamei minyano? It's from last week's parsha. It is the classic. Lo tignov. Right? The standard, although it's not the only rabbinic interpretation of lo tignov, is Lo signov nefash. Why? Davar lame minyano. That davar shechayevan aleim misa. From lo sirtzach and lo sinach. Fine. So, so davar lame minyano here is what? Bamea kosa medaber b'shnei minim. Okay, so what are the shnei minim here? This is a litvak stream. One animal with tzvedinim. A brisker's dream, actually. One animal with tzvedinim. Tosus quotes from elsewhere, the Gemara Makos says, according to one sheet that it says, that if you take a sharp sulin hamikdashim and you use it to pull a wagon, to plow, you get malchus. Why? Not because of harisha. I mean, you would get for that as well, but because of lo sacharosh b'shor v'chamor yachtov. It's pretty wild. It's a wild Gemara. Shnei minim, one animal, and you violate lo sacharosh b'shor v'chamor yachtov. That's pretty wild. So the question is, what are the shnei minim? So this is a machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Rashi writes b'shnei minim. Go ahead, Jason.
Rashi?
Yeah, b'shnei minim. Shnei minin hein. Why? Okay, so Rashi says it's called shnei minim because there are things you can do with it and there are things you can't do with it. Now that is as the Ritva, Tosfos doesn't formulate the question as sharply. But that's a very difficult proposition that Rashi's presenting. Would you say that every animal, a standard ox, is mutter b'charisha and is aser b'revia, okay, to a person? Are you going to say therefore it's shnei minim, one of iser, one of heter? That's ridiculous, obviously. How do you know that? How do you know that that's wrong? It's a klutz kasha, but it's really not. I mean, how do you know that that's wrong? But the Torah says lo sacharosh b'shor v'chamor yachdav. According to that, it should have said lo sacharosh b'shor. Right? Obviously, that's ridiculous. So that's why Tosfos presents a different view, which is. Go ahead. Yeah, actually, let's wait on Tosfos for a moment. Let's continue on in the Gemara. We'll come back to Tosfos. Okay, but the shnei minim, you're dealing with one animal that's considered shnei minim, and therefore davar lemein minyano lo tochalenu, which you don't need for Psulei Mekdashim, because you already had one lo tochalenu, it repeats itself. Sim eino inyan legufo, sineu inyan ledavar acher, and what davar acher should you be no inyan for? The answer is davar halamein menyano, and therefore, if you're dealing here with an Isser of Shnei Minim, so too there something that's an Isser of Shnei Minim. And what's the obvious logical candidate for an Isser Achil of Shnei Minim? Basar Bechala. Okay? So now, the Gemara continues. Kamash Malan. Already the Gemara has already said something, assumed something here that wasn't said before. You'll notice we didn't ask according to Reish Lakish what?
Reishal?
Now Reish Lakish stated his din. He said, Minayin the basa b'chal v'shas b'achil l'shenemar v'asham v'usha b'tamalon v'asham v'usha b'mayim, whatever it is. So what question did the Gemara not turn around and immediately ask that it did on Ravashi? What did it ask? What's the next words out of the Gemara's mouth by Ravashi? Ein le'labal chila b'hano minayin. The Gemara didn't ask that fresh lakir. So what would you have said the answer is? What's that? No. When you read the Gemara, you haven't seen anything further. Reish Lakish states his drasha. What are you thinking is the limud for Isser Hana?
That's not also.
Really?
That.
Is it Karban Pesach Aser Bana?
If you cook it properly.
So that's what Rashi says. I had a more obvious answer, which is not correct, but it's significant that the Gemara doesn't say it, because the Gemara explicitly doesn't say it. What's the obvious, Makar? Are we learning the same Gemara, guys? Kita Amar Rabbi Abahu Komakum Shinemar Lo Sochalo Lo Yochalo Sochalo Sochalo Echadis Rachilav Echadis Arnaba Mashma. This, by the way, this is Sir Hana. You have to stretch AJ to figure out if you can't eat the Pesach, then it's Aser Bahana. I don't know. Do you violate Me'il on that? Mistama not. I don't know Me'ilah well enough, but I don't think you violate Me'ilah at that point. I think that Kachim Kalim Shinifsalu, I don't think the Basar or Kachim Kalim Shinifsalu, you violate Me'ilah. So what's the Isser? We'll say Lo Nanin Velo Mo'alin. Right? Normally you can't get a knock because it's an Isser Deraisa to eat it. Let's say rubbing it into your skin, or let's avoid Sicha. How do you really know? Is there an Isser Barur of Hana other than the fact there's little that you could possibly do with it by the virtue of the fact that it's Kachim and you can't eat it? So, whereas if you invoke Rabbi Abahu, that's a straight out makar the Isser Hana. That's a standard approach. But note that the Gemara doesn't. Now, you could say, until you get to this point, you're not necessarily going to know how does Reish Lakish get an Isser Hana. It becomes clear in the ensuing discussion of the Gemara, or so it would seem, that they're not thinking about Rabbi Abahu, which is very interesting. In other words, there's another strange feature of the sugya that should immediately become apparent. I don't know what the full answer is, but there's something strange about the order of our sugya. What is that? Abigail? Yeah, Ravashi is the... let's say he's the last Damoram. Ravashi is the way end. Now all of a sudden, the whole structure of the sugya is strange, actually, because it's reverse order. You go from latest to earliest. That's not the normal way we present things. Avigo? Earlier. Is Talmud Rabbi Yochanan? No. Well, maybe the answer is maybe I'm not sure, because here, given that the entire sugya goes in reverse order, it might have been a deliberate structure. I'm not sure. But yes, it is possible that this is Bavel, and then Eretz Yisrael again. I would not rule that out. I'll tell you the downside here is, but this I don't know, I don't remember the chronology of this, because Ravashi, if you want to continue through the sugya, Ravashi gets involved at the end in the Tanaitic discussions, that whole shock of Atari, which probably left your head spinning about Pircha Kol Dehu, and Loam Amrit, and so on. You'll see one of the questions on the Chazara questions is, explain the following terms. Pircha Kol Dehu, Pircha de Kal V'Chomer, Pircha Migufei, Abamatzad, and there's one more term in there to confuse you. So when you figure all those out, then the Gemara will almost read straight. You'll see even Rashi struggles with it a little bit, so don't feel bad. So I'm not really sure whether you can argue in chronology. So the Gemara seems to ignore Rabbi Abahu. But the bottom line is that the reason why Reish Lakish says he doesn't like Rebbe is because Rebbe only is an Isser Achila. Now, why is Rebbe only Isser Achila? It says, Lo Tochalenu. Why not invoke Rabbi Abahu? So there is an answer. So either the Gemara is ignoring Rabbi Abahu at this point, the Sugya is completely ignoring him. I mean, they're in effect blind to that fact, or choosing deliberately to ignore it, even though the earlier part of the first step of the sugya, stage of the sugya, quoted it. Or there's another possibility, which I don't remember who says. I don't think it's Rashi. It's either Tosus or the Ritva, probably the Ritva. Why would this, Bitzala, you have to see the entire sugya in Kol Sha'a. Why would the Gemara not say that Lo Tochlenu here is an Isser Hana'a, Ari? So what is the Pshuta Shemekra on Lo Tochalenu? What Isser is it referring to? What is the end of the Pasuk? Lo Tochalenu? Al Ha'aretz Tishpechenu Kamayim, the Dam, as Ali says correctly. Is Dam Mutar Aser Bana? It's Mutar Bana. How do you know it's Mutar Bana? You're quoting me, Pesukim. I want an earlier mucker than that drasha. Well, that might be in the Sefer, actually.
The fertilizer.
Correct, the fertilizer in Yoma. I think the Gemara may even quote the Mishnah from Yoma. It's a good idea generally to know Mishnayis. Okay? The Mishnah in Yoma says that there's no Me'ila by Dam. That's the last Mishnah in our parak. We're going to get to that. There's no Me'ila by Dam. So what happened with the dam that was that got mixed into the ama? But there's no. But they didn't want you to be nana either. Lo nana lamalden. So the dam that got mixed into the ama would go out to Nachal Kidron and would be nimkeres leganonim for zevel purposes. They would sell it because they didn't want it to be nana from the hekdesh. But in principle, that well. But what you see obviously is the dam is mutar v'hana. It's only a shy of hekdesh, not dam.
That wasn't for planting. That was specifically for
fertilizer.
Fertilizer for gardens that weren't for food, right? Wasn't that like part of the
fountain? Yeah, so?
Why is it specifically not for food? It's not for the I mean, specifically ganim that like, just, you know, public parks. Isn't that what it says?
No, the ganonim are the gardeners. They would use it as zevel. So it's hana. Now, whoever's getting it, somebody's getting hana from it. So there's no problem. The only concern was hekdesh or quasi-hekdesh, not an issue of hana. So that's why, maybe it's what Vahu says, that because this pasuk, lo tochlanu, is in the context of pshuto shel dam, therefore, and yes, al aretz tishpechenu kamayim, it's hukah shlamayim, so therefore, they didn't assume that there would be an iser hana. So therefore, Rebbe is going to have to find a different pasuk. Yes. So Rashi says, for Reish Lakish, what's the Isser Hana'ah? How does he learn Isser Hana'ah? The answer is because if you can't eat the carbon pasach, it's Asr Bachila because it's Mavushal in something, in Meidla it's Asr Bahana'ah. Okay. Whatever. Fine. So now the. Yes, Ben.
Isn't it interesting that the verse that Reish Lakish quotes about the Isser Achila specifically talks about Peshel? If when we're trying to find the source for basal b'challah.
No, it has to talk about bishul because he has to say yesh lecha bishul acheres kazeh. Otherwise, why would you assume on a double lashon if it said al tachlom menu na and you know and vitalui. I can't write. No, I don't want to. I pick something that doesn't say bishul. If the Torah asked hanging the carbon pesach on a stick, right? And it said you shouldn't eat it if it's hung on a stick. So. And if it was an extra word there, because you had the infinitive absolute or something looking like it, and you're going to darshan a double lashon, so how would you have known what to darshan? What should be Isser Achila? The whole point is that this is the one other case in the Torah where Isser Bishul is, it's not Isser Bishul, but Bishul is described as relating to Isser Achila. That's why. So it's not
right,
funny.
So isn't that a great reason for Reish Lakish to quote this?
Yes.
To talk about the Isser
yes.
Achila for Basi B'challah?
But as Tosas points out in the bottom of Kuftes Vav and Aleph, many of the Tanaim or Amarayim darshan the double lashon for other purposes in the context of Karban Pesach and didn't see the word as extra. So, given that Rebbe darshan the Isser Basa Bilcham somewhere else, Rabbi Yochanan said to his junior partner, Ku'ura Zo Shoshana Rebbe. I have to admit to you, on a, it's very appealing once you move beyond Pshuta Shemikra, that once you're going to darshan the Bishul part, it's not a bad choice. But on the other hand, you could darshan Uvashel Muvushal Bamayim L'Rabba Sharmashkim. I don't know how Reish Lakish learned Sharmashkim. Okay. Without the double lashon, you would have said it's only also to cook the pesach in water, not in apple juice.
Okay, but even if you're not using that drasha specifically to talk about that, because any of it, you're giving the iser achila of korban pesach in relation to bishul. That's still unique in the way that Basar B'challah is specifically
okay.
given through Bishul. It doesn't even mention Achila.
Okay.
Here it says Lo Tochlu and Lo Tiva and,
okay.
and Bishul. It doesn't even say Lo Tivasho.
Yes, but it doesn't say Lo Tivasho.
No, but the Isser is through Bishul.
Yes. Okay. Fine. Now continue. V'Rebbe.
V'Rebbe behind Nakave Mehacha. Mehacha Namar Kan Ki Am Kadosh Atala.
V'nemar lahalan.
Kadesh. Kadesh b'nei Yisrael. Mal lahalan b'ana. Av kan b'ana.
This is the most interesting drasha. How do you know that's talking about Isser Hana, not Isser Achila?
Oh, what?
That's not a serious question, but there is a more serious question. What is bothering Tosfos? It is, in effect, the flip side of what's bothering Tosfos. V'nemer lahalon lo yeh kadesh. Now, historically speaking, those types of issues are often associated with food. It's a very common thing. Chazal often use a metaphor for sexual relations with food. For example,
kim alechem asher hu ochel.
That's a question of whether or not that what pshat is there. I think pshat is v'lo chasach mimenim uma kimasach basharid ishto tells you alechem asher hu ochel is ishto. However, that's not necessarily and kiran lo biyoch alechem according to the day in the medrash. That's certainly not pshat. However, you have Chazal Chazal talk about achla machsa piyav amra lo pa'alti oven, the Zonah and Sefer Mishlei. So the notion of mixing metaphors is common, but in our sugya you can't do that. So Tosas is bothered by something though. Tosas says, v'nemer lahal lo yeh kodesh. Take a look at that Tosas and tell me what is bothering Tosas. No, everybody read it and think about it for a moment. What is this is the Chama Leibovitz question. Mahinia etosfos lefarish. Well, he doesn't explain. He answers a question, but what's his question? The answer is wild, actually. It's a wild answer. The question is not a bad question. The answer is not a convincing answer. Sorry? What's Tosus' question?
I wouldn't have known that I wouldn't be able to go to the Kadesh.
What is Tosus' question? Ellie?
Once you have an Isra'ana, you need another Pasuk to tell them.
What do you need the Pasuk of? Ki am kadosh atah l'Hashem Elokecha by Basar B'Chalav. And as what do you need a separate makor for Isser Achila of Lo Tochlenu if you have Kiyam Kadosh HaTashem Lokecha by that Gzeira Sheva that teaches Isser Hana should teach you the Isser Achila? The question's not a bad question. The limud's a strange limud. The limud's a strange limud because it's a completely, completely different kind of thing. It's not Machalos Asuros. How are you learning Kodesh Kodesh? All the other Gzeirah Shavas and things like that are learning Machalos Asuras from Machalos Asuras. It's a bizarre, bizarre drasha. Tosfos is forced into a bizarre answer to the questions. Once you're going to make the Gzeirah Shava, then you know Isser Hana. You don't need Isser Achila from Lo Tochlenu. That's Tosfos' kasha. The answer is wild. What's his answer? Ari? I'm sorry? If I didn't have the pasuk of Lo Tochlenu, what would I have thought?
It's only hana, not
kedera. Only bodily hana would be aser, but achila would be mutter. Yeah. The question's not a bad question once you can be holding the possibility that you're going to learn into the Gzereshav of Kodesh Kodesh like this. There's a much better Kodesh Kodesh. Well, I mean. What's that?
This is
the Gzeirah Shavah. This is the Gzeirah Shavah.
How?
Kadesh Kadosh. That, you're looking at me funny. B'Shav HaKohen Uva HaKohen is the Gzeirah Shavah, as the Gemara points out. Okay? And it's not HaKohen. That's the Gzeirah Shavah. It's B'Shav and Uva.
Right, but at the very least.
So I think we can handle Kadosh and Kadesh. It's doable. No? I don't say the notion that it would be usur, it'd be usur to have. I have no idea. I don't know what this answer means.
Is there meaning that this isn't a Tana Zerushal?
What's that?
Is it important
that it's not a Tana Zerushal? I don't know enough about it. Well, Betosus took it seriously. See, there isn't a. I don't know. If you're interested in studying the history of Gzeirah Shavah, there is a book, I believe, by Dr. Michael Chernik, who is a professor at HUC. He's a Musmuch of YU. He's a firm guy. So he wrote a book on Gzeirah Shavah, actually. So,
in Hebrew or English?
Hebrew. Emmanuel. It means non-eating. In other words, it would mean any type of hana that accrues to your body, but not through eating. Eating, I would have thought, would have been mutter. But hana, to rub it into your skin, any other kind of physical hana, that would have been awesome. Kadesh is a, I mean, it's I can't even say it with straight. In other words, it's not an Isser hana. It's an Isser bia. Right?
She
it's not.
You know,
we had in this country, there were, it's probably when some of you were really young. So really young, there was a guy who was mentally, your name Jeffrey Dahmer mean anything to any of you?
Oh, no.
Moshe might remember, right? I mean, really clearly sick. You're closer to age than me than to some of them, Moshe. So this guy was obviously evil and sick. What's that, Jeffrey Dahmer? You can go look up on the internet what he was. But that's not normal, right? This is the same way I formulated the question earlier. It's not machalos asuras. How can you learn kadesh kadesh? It's not a kadesh is not an isur hana. Right, if the Kadesha picks up an object and hands it to you, it's not Osir.
Is Kadesha an Isra Nazaguf?
It's an
Isra
Bia!
But is it an Isra Bia, or is it more related to Avodah Zarah? Or?
The way Chazal understood it, it has nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. It's not. I know that on a Pshuto Shel Mikra level, Kadesha might be cultic prostitutes. But that's not how Chazal understand it in certain contexts. So with that understanding, and it's still not an Isra Hana, it's still an Isra Bia, even if it's cultic.
Right.
I don't understand the Gzera Shavah. Tosis is forced into a nasty corner because the Gzera Shavah is very difficult.
There was no Hana. So then what?
Emmanuel, I'm going to have someone hang you out the window for that question. Okay? I'm not upset, but I'm having someone hang you out the window for that question. It's an Isser Bia.
That's what I'm thinking, but it doesn't seem like that.
Okay. So anyway, move on.
Rabbi, don't we have things that are mutter be'achila, but they're usher in other forms of hana?
Really?
Like truma?
No, that's not usher bahana. It's usher in destroying it and being mevatel the mitzvah achila. That's not an issue of Isser Hana. That's an issue of being Mafsid Truma. Okay? I don't know of anything which is Mutar Ba'achila and Asr Ba'Hana. It's a fair statement. And I haven't thought through this issue. I'm willing to stake money on that you're not going to find me anything that's Mutar Ba'achila and Asr Ba'Hana. I don't know. Yeah, Shlomo?
Is there an Isser to the Isser of Kadesh?
Judaism doesn't prohibit orientations, it prohibits actions.
No, meaning you cannot have one in your society.
Wow, that was an interesting, random...
It may be a completely different type of answer.
Chazal did not understand that way. Chazal read the Targum, for example. There are multiple readings of this, but lo yehe, itita, bas Yisrael legvar uvdin or something like that, avdin or something like that. In other words, they serve Evan and Amma. So again, you can argue. I mean, look, if you think that lo samashel gediba chalevi mo, as some do. I'm not saying you do, but some would say, well, of course you can't eat it. Then if the Torah says you shouldn't have a kadesh in your society, it's a davar pasha that it prohibits the actions you do.
No, meaning it may be a separate iser whatever,
but it has to imply within it.
Might be,
but it has to imply within it an iser bia as well. If there were no iser bia, why would there be an iser kadesh?
I'm
no.
I'm saying that the iser bia might stem from something else, but not stem from lo ya kadesh.
I know. Okay. Then Chazal did not understand that way. Also, Moshe?
I mean, the understanding that I'm Kadosh because of the root, obviously, that there's a Gerer Shava, not because the Nesar Bia, but because of the issue of Kedusha. In the sense that.
No, but it says Ma'al Halan Asr Bana Afkan Asr Bahana. What does that mean?
Well, what's the question? Where's the
what kind of Gerer Shava is that?
But the question is, where's the Hana?
Yes.
Who is the Kadesh? Where is the person who's going to?
Both, but that's not my point. My point is that there's I think my point is obvious. Ari?
Maybe just from a literary standpoint, if you understand the way that Rashi, if you learn Rashi's way of understanding the limud from Karban Pesach,
yeah.
Reish Lakish's limud, then what you would say for Reish Lakish is that from that limud from the Karban Pesach, you learn both the Isra Hana and the Isra Hana. So...
Yes.
So what you would say is the way that the structure works is that we presented a limud for Reish Lakish, we encountered it, and then we had him. He was a separate limud that learned both. And for Rebbe, we had his limud. It's countered by Reish Lakish's limud, and then he has this limud from Kadesh where he learns the Isra Hana and Isra Achila, because that way you avoid the problem of saying the Isra Hana only teaches you Hana.
How do you learn the Isra? I know, but
so
it,
you could
it,
say
it,
it's any sort of Hana.
But you're not prohibited in getting any sort of Hana from a Kadesha. You're prohibited in Bia. And as Emmanuel highlighted, whether you get Hana or not, whether you think you get Hana or not, it's still prohibited.
Yeah, but the assumption
is... This is, in the words of my illustrious son, avocado in Texas here. That's what you're dealing with. Rafi.
Could Meister Shani in Yerushalayim be an example of something that's what they're in Achilu Vedasar and Hana?
Not if we assume that Sicha is Mutter. I have to remember, what does the Mr. Master Shani say? I think we assume that you're allowed to be Sachem with Shem and Shem Master Shani. I don't want to go out on a limb on that, because I recall there was some discussion about this. I don't think we say that I don't think we regard it as Asar Bahana. As I think Master Shani is Nitma, for example, in a way you can't be Podet. My assumption is, and if you have to burn it, you can be Nana from the Sreifa.
Not
sure. So it might be it's like by truma, I said to Alec. Sometimes there's a mitzvah to use it a certain way, and that prohibits you from using it other ways, but it's not Nisr Hana. Okay. So I don't know what to do. It's a very interesting drasha.
And some other note, just a quick question.
Yeah.
About Shem Mishkav, what's the source word being Asr Bachila? Because they know it's
Asr. What being Asr Bachila?
Shem and Mishkav.
Shem and Mishkav? There's no, it's Me'ilah, that's all. There's no Isra Achila on it per se. I mean, it is Asr, I mean, if you're being Nana, I'm not sure. It's an Isra Me'ilah. And if you're not Nana, it's just Masik. There's no Isra.
If you eat it, you don't get curry.
What's that?
If you eat it, you don't get curry.
That I'm confident. If you eat Shem and Amishra, you don't get curry. You probably get a really nasty stomachache, but you're not going to get curry. What's that? You dip your bread in it. Probably is. So that's an interesting question. You're still not going to get curry. The only difference is you might violate me because you might get hana, whereas if you drink it straight, you're definitely going to get a stomachache, and that might be considered mazik, not hana. And sach b'shem and amishcha, yes. Yes.
So it's the case where, let's say, hana is more strict than a healer, even if
the healer will be. But again, it's not a generic isser hana. It's a very specific action you're not allowed to do with it. And the reason behind that is somewhat obvious also. In other words, it's not that there's an Isser Hana by Shem and HaMishcha. There's Dafka and Isser Sicha, because that's an imitation of what you do from Malachim and Kohanim.
What does it mean when we're saying here that there's a non-Achila Isser Hana? What means everything that's not eating is usher to do with it?
But eating would be Mutter. That's what I would have thought. And that's pretty wild.
And Kosis is not called Achila, right?
Yeah. Now, Kosis is Achila. For Brachos purposes, that's a different consideration, whether that's the normal, the most common way of the Meshubach form of eating it, but that's definitely considered Achila and Hana.
It's called Hana also?
Yeah.
It's called Hana.
No, it's called Hana, otherwise you wouldn't make a Bracha. If there's no Hana, you don't make a Bracha. Pashtus is you don't make, okay, that's a question, but I don't... Similarly, that's called Hana. The only reason you don't make the standard bracha on it would be because it's not the normal way of eating it, and they misnaki in the brachos. Whereas if you made a bracha, you make maybe a shahakal just because that's not the way you normally eat it. But it's not
maybe
that there's no...
If you don't taste the food at all, maybe it's not called Hana. Maybe that's what it's talking about.
No, if you don't taste the food at all, if you swallow a pill and there's food inside, but it's encapsulated in a substance where you can't taste it, you wouldn't make a bracha in a Hanami.
And so it would be...
But that's that.
Heter achila, but there's an isra hana.
That might not be called achila. Below besiv, I don't know. I don't know. I don't, that may not be called achila.
So wouldn't
it be kosher? Well, pills. Assuming normally when you have a capsule, the stuff inside is not edible either. So when that's treif, yes, it's not a problem.
But what was that edible? Say if you had basar chalav and you swallowed it without tasting it at all, you had it in a pill.
Like an egg.
So it would be heter ba. So if it's asr b'achila, then maybe it would be asr to even take it in a pill.
No. The reason why the asr is not because the asr achila, but because the asr hana. That's why. That would not be called derech achila, at all. It's not shalok derech hana aso either, and that's hana, but it's not called achila. Avi.
Wants to separate these two types of hana because then that would
explain. Answer the question on the Gemara.
Right, but it seems to me like Achila should be a subset of regular.
Yes. That's why I can't envision there being something Asur Vanovim with the Bachila. Yes. Okay, so now the Gemara continues. Another Makar, the Bei Rabbi Eliezer Tana. But by the way, Lo Svashel Gidibach Alevimo. It means if you mevashel it, you're not able to get, you're not allowed to get hana from it. Now, this is interesting. Is this only for this hana? Does this teach you achila as well? What's that? Is the Bei Rabbi Eliezer teaching you only Hana, or should it teach you Achila as well? See, the next Makar the Gemara is going to quote is the famous Tana of the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, which teaches you Bishul Isser, it teaches you Achila and Hana. So the question is the Bei Rabbi Eliezer only Hana that it's adding, and you know Achila from one of these other Pesukim, or is it also Achila?
Well, why else would he say Tim Karenna and Tim
Because that's what the pasuk tells you. Oma harlan achri, lo sevashel gedi b'chalev imo. You can sell it to an achri, but don't cook it and then sell it to an achri. Because the Torah says, don't eat an avela. Give it to a ger, sell it to a guy, but don't cook it.
It doesn't say don't cook it. It says sell it or cook it. It never says don't.
Unless it says Lo Svashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo.
Yeah, and it doesn't say after that, but don't sell it.
I know, but the way they're darshaning is Oma Harlan Achri, but even when you're doing that, Lo Svashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo means, I agree that's not Pshuto Shel Mikra, but that's his drasha. His juxtaposition of Basar B'Chala to Mechira L'Gai tells you, you don't have to. So when you get to be a Tana, you get to write your own drashas. But until then, we have his drashas. So, from the juxtaposition of the two issues, that's how he learns Kishitim Karena, Lo Tavashlana. But I want to know, is that only Yisr Hana, or is it only Yisr Achila too?
It's an Yisr Achila too.
Pashtra says he can learn Yisr Achila from it too. In other words, if you can't get the Hana of Mechira, why would you think you can get the Hana of Achila?
Wait, it says Lo Sochal Kol Nevela.
Yeah.
So, if Bas Bechala is defined as Nevela, then it's a Befei Rishapasa. If he's learning the Drasha of this
so you think that he would even go back and say it goes back on the Lo Sochal?
Why wouldn't?
Because it's aser to eat even if you didn't cook it in.
No, it's not. Not derisa.
Nevela is aser to eat even if you didn't cook it in milk. It is.
Right, but okay.
It's not going to work. You know, think about it. It's not going to work backwards.
Okay, then we could use your
So you can't. Yeah, correct. So I think that it could be Tana Berev and Les is a separate statement. It's not immediately following Rish Lakish, but you can't tell from the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara says, Tana de Bei Rabbi Eliezer. He doesn't say if his primary purpose is just to teach you this Hana, or if it's to come to teach you in this Hana, which Mamela would also include Achila. Maybe he doesn't darshan lo tochlenu. Maybe he doesn't darshan lo tochlumenu na vasham ushavamayim. Look. No, except for the previous discussion was Rabbi Yochanan learns Achila from one pasuk. Where does he know Hana from? So they quote Agzera Shava. Now they go to Tanah Berev Lezer, a different Makar for Yisr Hana. Maybe it's not Makar for Yisr Achila. Maybe it's just connected to the previous discussion. To Rabbi Yochanan, really. And Rabbi. How Rabbi knew in Yisr Hana. Well, here's a different makar. Instead of using the Xer Sheva, which we're not too fond of, maybe use a different makar. So I'm not taking a position. I'm pointing out the Gemara is ambiguous. Jason?
Is it in the Bei Rabbi Yishmael that we're going to read in a second, is it a shot also that if you do one, don't do the other?
No, Rabbi Yishmael is a completely different, clearly Rabbi Yishmael is a completely separate thing to teach you Isra Achila and Hana. I don't know if Rabbi Eliezer is another independent Makar or if Rabbi Eliezer is connected to what came before. Where we already knew the Yisr Achila and we wanted to learn the Yisr Hana. So now the Gemara quotes the famous Drasha. Okay. If you look up the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Mishnah in Kiddushin says that if you Mekadesh B'Yisur HaNa'ah, what's the din? What's the din? Mekadesh B'Yisur HaNa'ah. Eina Mekudeshes. What is an example of an Yisur HaNa'ah that the Mishnah quotes? What is an example that the Mishnah in Kiddushin quotes as an Yisur HaNa'ah? Again, let's try next. Try another.
It goes a parach when we won't do better.
Doesn't quote those. Try another. AJ, can you please say a little louder? Basr b'challa. Hence, there's a sugya in comparison that discuss. Guess what? The Gemara there discusses a makar for each of these Yisur HaNa'ah. So the sugya there quotes one sheet that one makar for the Yisur Basr b'challa b'hana, and then says, Masnis and the Loki Haitana. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon, it should be said, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that Basar B'chalav is Asar B'chila B'napana, which is what the Gemara quotes at the end here. Basar B'chalav Asar B'chila Mutabana Shenemer Kiyam Kadosh Atav and Emer Lahalam Anche Kodesh Tiyun Li, Ma Lahalam Nisar B'chila Mutabanaf Kan Asar B'chila Mutabana. Now that's a Gzer Shava that I can swallow. Right? That's a Gzer Shava about Trefa to Basar B'chalav, and that's one that really makes a lot of sense. It's from achalas asuras to achalas asuras. It's from avocados to tomatoes. Fine. What's that? Correct. They are both fruits.
Okay. Tasty together.
Blender
time. So the Gemara in Kiddushin only quotes one makar. That basar b'chal is asar b'hana. Does anybody want to take a guess what that makar is? If you put together what I said at the beginning of Shir with what I'm asking you now, survey says Tan of the Rabbi Yishmael, which now I realize in retrospect is probably why Rashi quotes it. You know, the sugya, which is not central to basar b'chal but is central to isuri hana b'derech klal, that's the one makar the Gemara chose to quote there. I would guess that that is why Rashi, you know, chose among the many, many choices he had on the menu, Rashi chose that one makar, and that's why we all know that one makar. Either that or because we all learned the second paragraph of Kiddushin, Emmanuel.
Does it really mean that the first two
as opposed to saying Mikan? Yeah, because the Minayan part, what's that? No, you're told one is Amoraic formulation and one is Tanitic formulation. One might even argue the Minayan part, I mean, I assume that Reish Lakish, I don't know exactly what Ravashi and Reish Lakish said, but sometimes the Minayan could have been, you know, could have been the stem of the Gemara's formulation. I don't have a reason to think so in this case. But I'd say it's Amoraic versus Tanitic. Yeah, but there were multiple times. You know, what would Rabbi Yochanan have said if he met Rashi? That would have been a good extra credit question. If he had received an advanced copy of Rashi's Peirush on Chumash, what would Rabbi Yochanan have said to Rashi? This is not out of a joke book. Ka'ura zo shoshana Rebbe? Why didn't you quote Rebbe's thing? There were other choices, other Talmudic choices. Okay. There's a whole... Yes.
What Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that why make up your own drasha as opposed to taking a Tanaitic?
Fine. Okay, so don't that's very nice, but don't ask kashas on my jokes or my sense of humor. It's fine, you're right. So however, the bottom line is there were other Tanaitic sources Rashi could have chosen as well. And therefore it would have made more sense. It would have made no more sense for Rashi to quote this than to quote another one, except for, I think, because the Sugya and Kiddushin. That's my guess. Fine. We have one more to go here. Go ahead. Tanya, Isi Ben Yehuda Omer. Oh, one more point. Read Rabbi Yishmael's drasha. I don't know if we read it or not. Gimel Pamem. Any comments, guys? Why is Bishul last? If we only have one pasuk, which one would you have learned? Bishul. Which pasuk is likely the most obvious makor for the Yisra Achila? Although Rabbi Shmuel might deny that. The last one. So what do you make of this then? Say it louder, Batal. Could be. The answer to that question is, if you are in Yeridea and you don't answer this question, I will kill you. Why does Hanaah come next? Why does Hanaah? He said, Batal said correctly, maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds the Iker Isser is Achila. Why not Bishul next, Avigil? Thank you. The Nekuda Nefla of the Rambam. You were Matzil Nefashos here. The Nekuda Nefla of the Rambam that the Isser Hanaah is merely an outgrowth of the Isser Achila by Basar B'Chalav. And if there's no Isser Achila Basar B'Chalav, there will be no Isser Hanaah Basar B'Chalav. We probably even spoke about the Nekuda Nefla in Chulin Shir. Okay. But if in your day, it means you learned it twice and forgot it. Okay, or weren't thinking about it. Yes, Shlomo.
Is it possible that they put the Israel last because that's the most intuitive one and they want to strengthen adherence to the first two?
It's possible. Emmanuel.
When you have the verse that has this formulation that we're about to bring, right?
In fact, did somebody check, what does the Mechilta have when they quote this? And what does Rashi quote? And what does the Gemara in Kiddushin have? I didn't look, actually. I looked at the Gemara, but I didn't look carefully at the order. Scramble to find the Kiddushin. I believe it's Daf. I want to say it's Daf Nun Vavam and Beis.
You want to Chumash as well?
You can check on Chumash what he's, Rashi says. Of course, then I know. Say so the truth. What's that?
Where does Rashi quote it?
I think it's in Zion.
Where does Rashi quote it on Chumash?
On Los Vashel Gadiba Chalimimo, that means Parshas Mishpatim. Isser Achila Echad Hana, Achila Na Bishul, yeah. You have to check. I know this ruins the fun. I know this ruins the fun, but you have to check the Kisveyat to see what order they have it in as well. How does Rashi have it? Chapter 23, sentence 19, I believe. What does Rashi say? Make sure I have the right pasuk first. Ami, get to the relevant part. Kinev Rosh Hashanu once said that, he met people from other yeshivas. One second, I was going to tell the story. Rabbi Ganak said we're supposed to tell stories. Rabbi Nagain said we're supposed to tell stories. So Rosh Hashanu said that he said that people who are outside of YU have this funny impression of YU. Once met some Hasidic world who thought that in YU we learn Chumash and Rashi. So my comment that was said at one meeting, and a couple of years later I commented in a discussion of curriculum that maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing if all we did was study Chumash and Rashi. He says he has it like we have it in the Gemara. Yeah. So thank you. Interesting. I would have put Bishul first, but apparently I think Bitzal may be correct. It's from Yishmael. Well, I think Ravashi believes that fundamental Isser is really an Isser Bishul. I think that that Rabbi Yishmael from the ordering would suggest that he really believes it's an Isser Achila. Emmanuel.
So when we have this next verse that says,
yeah. You mean EC uses that? I don't know. Minayin is certainly is a midrash Tanaitic word, but okay, I don't know why. I don't know if there's anything to be made of that. I suspect that Midrash Halachi have both styles. So good. So Minayin the Basa B'chal Shasar. Go ahead, the last one.
Basar basadetreva lo tovdu.
So what is so malahalon?
Malahalon is her afkan iser.
Ah, sir, the ainli.
The ainli ala ba'achila ba'anam minayim.
Don't can stop there. So they learn from the Gzeira Shava of Kodesh Kadosh that just like Uvasar Vasadeh Trefalo Sochenlu, so too Lo Sochenlu applies to Basa Bachala. Now, what is that pasuk talking about? What is the pasuk Uvasar Vasadeh Trefalo Sochenlu talking about? So the Yushalmi, nobody can argue on this, understands it's talking about Avram and Achai. And that's probably a Pshuta Shemikra. Trefa means what? Ripped or torn apart. So in this week's parsha, when it says Im Tarof Yitaref Yivi'ehu Eid, so it means the animal that was torn apart. Normally it gets torn apart by another animal, by a wild animal. So when it says Uvasar Basadet Trefa Lo Sochelu, it means a piece of flesh that was torn off, which means it's Avram and Achai. We also do understand that as the makor, I believe, for trefa. In general, we understand it as more broadly as an iser of basar hayotze chutz lemechitzaso. I think that's the iser for trefa, maybe not. What is
trefa lo yochlo?
What's that?
Doesn't it say novela?
You have novela or trefa lo yochlo hakohanim.
So
oh, novela trefa lo yatzicheskel. That's by Kohanim. So I don't know. I'm not sure what the exact marker for this or trefa is. I don't know Nelu trefas. It's also so. Eva Menachai is that aser b'achila motor b'achila aser b'hana motor b'hana. What? It's motor b'hana. Now there's also a din of Eva Menachai applies not only to when a limb is ripped off the animal it's alive, but even to what's known as basar hayotze chutz lemechitzaso. What is that? I think I mentioned this once this year. What is the drasha? What is basar yotzei chutz lemechitzaso? What is basar hayotzei chutz lemechitzaso? Correct. In behemah perika behemah makasha leleid, and a fetus that sticks its leg out, and then it pulls it back in, but you shech the mother cow, so you don't do shechita on the vlad. That leg is aser. That's basar hayotzei chutz lemechitzaso. Now, there's another basar yotzei chutz lemechitzaso. That is hektesh. If basar goes out the outside the designated place, it's asar b'achila, and then obviously the asar b'hana. That's a sort of background to something that's going to come up not today, but tomorrow in Tosfos. One comment about the drasha. Where did Chazal get the idea of basar yotzei chutz lemechitzaso from basar basada trefa lo sochela? If you've got figured out this answer, I'd almost give you like 10 points extra on your bechina. Now they really start thinking.
What's the question?
How did Chazal get from Uvasar Basadet Trefa Lo Sochelu? How did they get Basar Hayotzei Chutz Lemechitzaso? Eivim Nachai, I understand. If you told me Trefa, I'd understand. Basar Hayotzei Chutz Lemechitzaso?
We already had Eivim Nachai.
Is it Cyril that?
I want to know how it's connected to the Drasha. What? What does that have to do with basar yotzei chutz lemechitzaso? No. So I don't think you're really going to get. Don't struggle. You're not going to get this. There's only one person, and I don't think that a student I have who maybe would have known the answer to this question, but I'm not even sure that he really did know fiti. But you have to realize there's two targumim to the word sadeh. You know the word. There are actually three words you should know for the word sadeh. Chakla is the standard literary Aramaic word found in Unklos and also generally found in Yonasan. The Bavli Aramaic word for field is davra. I don't know if it's related to Midbar or not. I'm not sure. The Eretz Yisrael Aramaic word, which is also the biblical Aramaic word for field. Didn't you do biblical Aramaic?
Yeah, a little bit.
One of my favorite misprints in this Miros?
Bara.
What is Chevas Bara? Chayas HaSadeh. Ape Bara is Neofiti, the Eretz Yisrael Targumim's translation, Al Pnei HaChutz. This drush is a calc. Sadeh goes into Aramaic as Ape Bara. Bara now backs up into Hebrew is basar hayotzei chutz l'mechitzaso. Milabar is milachutz. A baraisa is something that's lachutz. Okay? And those of you who do language should be smiling, because I think you should appreciate it. I'm almost certain that's what's the driver behind the drasha. This is a classic example, if I'm correct, of a calc, of where it goes in, it has two meanings in Aramaic. One means, and they're related, but they're two different meanings, and it works its way back into Hebrew with the other meaning. Okay? So sada and chutz, both would be translated in Aramaic as bar, and that's why you're getting the drasha of basar basadeh, not the trefa part. Basadeh is basar hayotze chutz l'mechitzasa.
Okay. What is a
calc? A calc is exactly what I described. When a word goes into one language where that the translation has two meanings in the other language, and then you get the backing up back into Hebrew, back into the original language with the meaning it normally doesn't have. Okay. Fine. So now we want to know, how is it Asr v'Hanah? So the Gemara is going to suggest three things. We're going to read those three things, stop with it, and then as you prepare tomorrow, you can... Has anybody gotten this far? Wow. Okay, one person's gotten this far. So as you know, now you've gotten this far. As you prepare tomorrow, you're going to have to work a little bit hard to get through this, because it is difficult. Is the process of a matzad. So my advice to you is read the Gemara slowly and learn how to put things in quotes. If I'm a sainted soul and I remember this evening, I might punctuate the Gemara for you. But you can always go to the Bar Ilan, but they're not going to put quotes in. They'll put in the punctuation. So I will try, if I remember, to quotate the Gemara for you. And you might want to use that as you go through it. So now the Gemara proposes three potential makoros from which to learn a Bamevetzino or a Kal Vachomer. For, and when you've seen this before, actually, at least a part of this, how do you know that basa b'chala should be aser b'hana? So the Gemara says, so orla is aser b'achila, basa b'chala is aser b'achila. Orla, you didn't do any aveira, it just comes memela, and it's aser b'hana. So basa b'chala, where you violate an aveira, it's a kal v'chomer that it's aser b'hana. So the Gemara says, no. Hakosher. You can't learn from Arla, because Arla might be Asar Banah, because it never had a time of Heter. Basar Bachalov had a Shas Hakosher. When was that? Before you mix the two together. Fine. So that's not going to serve as a limud. Why? Because Arla is more Chamor than Basar Bachalov. Even though it's less Chamor, you didn't violate Aver, but it's more Chamor because it's Asar Mitchilas Biryasa, if we might borrow. Next.
So, wait, isn't he in the middle of making a call?
So now he's going to try the next one. Chametz by Pesach Yochiyah. When did Chametz by Pesach have a Shasa Kosher?
Before
Pesach. Pesach is Aser Bachila. It's Aser Bana. You didn't violate an Avera in creating the Chametz. That's an assumption. That's about Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. Chametz b'Pesach is aser b'hana, not because you violated an avera.
No, because
it's
bali matzah.
No, it's aser b'hana because it's aser b'hana, not because you... The after Pesach, that's maybe a knas. Assume for the moment it's aser b'hana because it's aser b'hana, not because... The Gemara makes clear it's not because you violated an avera. So Pesach, you didn't violate an avera, it still would become aser b'hana. So... And you can't say chametz b'pesach shekain lohoysa l'shasa kosher, because how you l'shasa kosher, and still it's neser b'ana.
But you can't say
shekain onush kares. But the Gemara says chametz b'pesach shekain onush kares, and maybe that's why it's aser b'ana. So now the Gemara. Now, what would you expect the Gemara to do?
Put them two together.
Chazar adin, but the Gemara doesn't. Now the Gemara says
kilay hakerem yochicho shein an. How do you pronounce
it? Anush.
Anush kari
va'asur
bahana lamali.
So, asur bahana. So, stop. So, the Gemara now quotes the third thing, kilaya kerem. And we're going to stop with this, but let's just explain kilaya kerem. Kilaya kerem is mutar asur bahila. Mutar asur bahana. Asur. Anush kares? So you have to just know Chumash and Rashi for this. No. Haisa l'shasa kosher?
No.
You have to know the continuation of the sugya. Yeah,
sure.
That's a question. The question is, when is it called kilay hakerem? No, it's not the seeds. The seeds are mutter, but it's not kilayim yet. What?
have a certain amount in order for it to be asr.
So the Gemara is going to discuss it on Kuf Tes Ayin Amud Aleph. Right now the assumption is Kilaya Kerem had a Shasa Kosher. That's a big Chiddush. Because until you mix them together, it's not called Kilaya Kerem. It's Chametz before you mix it together, before Pesach comes. It's not Kilaya Kerem until you mix it together. The question is, when, what is Nesar and Kilaya Kerem? The Gemara will discuss that. We don't have to explain it now. So the Kilaya Kerem for the moment assume is Haisala Shasa Kosher, Einan Ushkaris, Asar Bachila, Asar Bana. That should have been enough. That should have been enough, and tomorrow the torture truly begins. Okay?
Great.
This is a great way
Thank you.